Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to Matinee with Bob and Ray. Another in the never-ending series of public service programs that come your way Monday through Saturday at odd and different hours. It's a real pleasure to be with you again on this rather dull Tuesday, the 20th of March, which is a very important date, actually.
What a wonderful day this would be. Tent, pop tent.
Say, this would be it, wouldn't it, huh?
I don't think it'd be so good, Tex. Who is playing the music today? Just our piano player? That was our piano. That was our piano player with our theme.
Bill Green. Very nicely done. That brings us around to the point that we've wanted to bring up four friends but never knew how to mention it to you. It's, what was the point we wanted to bring up?
Our new account that we have today. The bicycle renting service.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the You Pedal It.
That's right. Bert's You Pedal It.
And they'll meet you at any airport. And you can have a bicycle, a brand new modern bicycle, to go visit your girlfriend.
They'll pay for all of the gas and oil that you'll need.
Yeah, and when you go there, you say, well, sure, this is my own.
And they charge you by the mile, don't they, on that?
That's right. And nobody knows that you've rented the bicycle, except there's a big, big sign on your back that says, well, I've rented this bicycle.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much of a jerk, too.
But it's the way to travel if you're out of town and you want to get places fast. I mean, a bicycle will get in and out of traffic a lot easier.
Sure.
As long as you're in good physical condition, this is the thing for you.
So will you keep that in mind, friends? If you want a bicycle for business or for pleasure when you're touring this summer, call a You Pedal It in your neighborhood.
Why not take your vacation with a You Pedal It bicycle?
Think of the fun you'll have. Think of the open road. And may we suggest the Concord Turnpike to you?
Or possibly a spin out around Magazine Beach would be more to your liking.
Well, whatever road you'd like to pedal a bicycle on, they're open and they're available to you. I don't know the race, but I think the nearest You Pedal It office would have the figures.
Sure,
right
they
there.
Would. Sure.
Now, what about, what about this idea you
well,
have
this
here?
Is new ideas for mealtime planning. I think they're wonderful ideas because they're for delicious meals that are truly different. And that they're made with Hung's prepared Chinese foods. Hung's Chinese food products are perfect for low-cost meal planning and for parties, quick snacks, and unexpected guests as well. Available either frozen or canned, Hung's Chinese food products are quick and easy to prepare. All you do is heat and serve. They're delightfully different, and they make a meal that's ready on a moment's notice. Now, you have a choice of Hung's Chinese chicken chow mein, Chinese chop suey, fried rice, and egg roll, freshly prepared with only the finest ingredients by expert chefs, Chinese chefs, under the personal supervision of Stephen Hung.
How do you feel?
For a tasty meal, don't do that too often now, because he's going to be up here Thursday, I understand. And we probably want to have a few words with him, yeah.
Well, we'll have to chat with Steve about all this stuff, find out how he makes it.
Yeah.
And
but in the meantime, why don't you buy some and serve it? The chicken chow mein, Hung's chicken chop suey, egg roll, and rice, fried rice. Ask for Hung's famous Chinese food products next time you shop. They're sold at leading markets and grocery stores all over New England.
Yes, get Hung.
Now, I think in answer to a lot of requests, we've got to go out west today. We haven't been out there for a long time. We haven't seen what's going on at the crossroads or anything.
So why don't we hustle out there? Good morning, boys and girls. Time once again for Out West with Bob and Ray. Today we find the two intrepid travelers, a horseback, riding through the Arroyo. And we say to the other,
kind of an aroma in this Arroyo, isn't there?
What's that?
I see there's kind of an aroma in this Arroyo.
Let's settle down here. Park the horses in a semicircle.
Yeah, maybe engines are out, huh?
Bring any food with you?
I got just these fresh Parker House rolls I brought.
Good. I got a pound of butter on my saddle seat here.
Doesn't that look like a deserted mining town over there?
Let's look. Oh, shucks, no.
Oh, it must be just a mirage.
Oh, that ain't no mirage. You know what that is?
That's the horizon, huh?
No, that's Indian camp. And what are they trying to say? What do those smoke rings say?
Say LSMFT.
What that mean?
I don't know.
Let's ride.
Why don't
we never rode before?
Riding up to the Indian camp, Bob and Ray try to make friends with the hostile Indians
look,
who are
Ray, we don't
dressed
make
in war paint.
We don't mean trouble for you guys. We're trying to settle a new west for people.
Why you from anyway?
Said one of the Indians.
Well, we're from back east, sir. We rode out west of Dodge City where there ain't no law.
I got news for you. You go too far west. You all the way east now.
Where are we?
You on the lower Yangtze River. You're going to be captured by river pirates.
What for? We haven't done nothing. We're trying to open the west for the great peoples.
Huh?
I mean, we're trying to open the great west for the people.
You just line up here in queue.
All right.
So...
Yeah, this means trouble.
Yeah, we're captured, huh?
I'll see. So I'll get hungs today.
If we had Royal Air Coach, we could fly out of here at rates that are actually lower than rail.
But
we could fly and pay absolutely the lowest rates to anywhere we wanted to go.
There's no Royal Air Coach agency here.
No, but if there were, we could fly Royal Air Coach agency to California for only $75. I don't know how this would work from China. You suppose it's the same rates from over there back? Now, Honolulu must be cheaper than $184 from the Yangtze River, isn't it?
Yeah.
But from here, it's $184. To Miami, you can go Royal Air Coach for $37.50 and to Chicago for $24. And
yeah.
We shouldn't delay because we're in serious trouble over here.
Yeah.
So call Royal Air Coach Agency right now, will you? Call for Miss Ree.
All right.
Call Mr. Ree, it'd be better.
Uh-huh.
Or Mr. Lee.
Well, let's hear the price.
At Yangtze 6-6640. Or Hancock 6-6640.
If you're in Boston, where we are.
They will make reservations for the lowest rates to anywhere. Now, what will we fly in?
You'll probably fly, friends, in four-engine Douglas liners or Swift Curtis Curveyors. And you'll have tempting snacks served free by your stewardess, and you'll be able to take your baggage with you, also free. A Royal Air Coach Agency handles reservations, scheduled and non-scheduled flights. So pick up the phone and make your reservations and have your ticket delivered to your door free of charge.
So pick up the phone, give it a smell.
You can fly now.
Different commercial.
You can fly now and pay later. Remember, fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to California for only $75 and to Miami for only $37.50. You can fly through Royal Air Coach Agency to anywhere in the world and save money. There are no lower rates. So call Miss Ray now and call collect. Royal Air Coach Agency, Hotel Bradford, Boston, Hancock 66640. That number again for your air reservations to anywhere, Royal Air Coach Agency, Hancock 66640. Ask for Miss Ray, rates of plus tax from New York, and remember, there are no lower rates.
Watch out, Dad. Here comes the music. Bill Green with his big offering for today. Recognize that?
Sure do. From Miss Liberty, Stardust.
That was so pretty.
That was nice.
What was the name of that, Bill?
Why was I?
Why was I born? Yeah, very familiar.
Well, as you know, send a penny postcard here to Bill Green, care of this station. We don't
start
know.
Your postcard with "You were born because" in 25 words or less.
Finish it now and make your entries real messy looking. Remember?
Oh, yeah, messiness does count.
And being original won't help you a bit.
Neither will accuracy.
But if you know somebody on the program, brother, will that ever help?
In fact, you'd have a good chance of winning if you send your card and your answer to another station, because that would show that you're not being accurate or trying at all.
It would show that you're real sturdy, and that probably would help in the long run. So get to work on it right away, friends, before the thought leaves me. Or you.
Today, I was thinking of doing that English thing again that we did once.
What was that?
The mystery, the melodrama. Could we do that with piano?
I wouldn't want to attempt it.
You wouldn't?
No. Bill, have you found out how Ken is? Actually, we're all pretty worried about him up here. He has the grip, huh? Do you think he'll be back Thursday or Friday for sure?
He'll be back Friday. It's payday.
That's what I was wondering. I want to be sure and have a check ready for him. If you'd rather, I'd send it right to his home and let his wife know for the first time exactly how much he makes, then that's a risk he's going to take.
Well, why let her know that he isn't here?
Oh, that's right.
Huh?
Where is he? He's not home, is he? Oh, hi. Now, come on, Bill. We've been friends too long. Where is
Wilson? You can break down and tell us.
Did Wilson hear the playbacks on his new record?
Do you remember Mr. Wilson at all? Do you remember knowing him? You probably did know him, didn't you?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
You're afraid to criminate yourself, huh? Your mind isn't functioning, I gather.
Tell you what we should mention, and that is that on the 28th of March, I just happen to remember, we're going to be in Brockton for a big Heartland show. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they have a big place down there. I guess it's at the high school, where they're going to have 1,500 people.
Incidentally, we have a wonderful interview coming up later this week if we can arrange it. We're trying to get Frank Costello's manicurist up here.
He has become very well known.
She can write her own ticket now.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else was I going to say? Something I wanted to discuss with all you dear friends out there in Radio Lane.
Ham?
What?
Ham?
Ham. Oh, yeah, that's right. We want to talk about ham today.
Easter feast and everyday treat, you just can't beat tender, delicious Squire's Arlington ham. One bite and you too will say, "Squire's, that's for mine." Remember, the wise buyer buys Squire.
We have our call completed, I believe, to Steve Bosco, our training camp reporter in Florida. I'm kind of excited today because, of course, the Red Sox are playing the Braves. It's another big game in the spring training series. And I'm sure, Steve, that you have a lot of news for us. Can you hear me okay?
Well, Bob, I'm all right. This is Steve Bosco reporting from Florida.
You jack Steve up a little bit, so better still pop him up down there.
Hello, Steve Bosco reporting from Florida.
Got a pretty good line today. What's new in the baseball world?
Well, this is Steve Bosco down here in Florida.
Yeah, well, let's get to the news. We don't have too much time.
Hello, operator, would you check through on our car, please?
You don't need
to check. I can hear me fine, but I can't hear the other.
Can you hear me, Steve? Hello.
Hello.
Steve, this is Bob Ray.
This is Steve Bosco. This is supposed to be on the radio.
This is on the radio.
Hello, Steve. Hello.
What's new?
Any baseball up there?
No, not up here. It's down there where you are.
Well, I know that, but I wonder if there's any baseball up there.
No. Uh-huh. Well, we do have a baseball down in the office there that we use during the summer on off hours.
Hello. Oh, yes, Bob Ray. What'd you say?
How does the game look this afternoon?
What game is that, fellas?
What's that?
I said, what game is that?
Hello?
Hello, Bob and Ray?
Yeah, I thought
Steve Bosco calling from Florida.
Yeah, I know it.
How
about the Braves and the Red Sox? They're playing this afternoon.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Down here anyway?
Down right where you are there. Where are you anyway?
I'm here in Sarasota, but they're playing over in, what's that town? Bradenton, is it? A little too far for me. I'm out here on the porch. I have a long extension on the phone, and there's myself and my friend and two other friends sitting here. We kind of hate to get up and go anywhere.
Well, that's what you're down there for. Right?
Yeah, I know, but you only live once. You bet.
Yeah.
So that's about it as I see it for now, fellas. So,
have you talked with any of the managers or the players or anything around the hotel there?
No, we've got nothing in common.
Well, you're not supposed to have anything in common except an interest in baseball, and you're supposed to drag some facts out of them that you can give us exclusively.
Well, I don't know whether you can use this or not, but some of the pitchers down here, they throw with their right hand, and some of them throw with the left. Now, I don't know what you want to make out of that, unless it's a new technique or something.
Well, we'll analyze it.
But I don't know whether it's ever happened before, but I've noticed it two or three times.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's about all the news I have.
Yeah.
So we'll keep that money coming, boys. And I'll keep you informed of everything that happens in Florida. But time for me to sign off now. This is Steve Bosco rounding first and being thrown out at second.
Something wonderful has happened to milk.
Seal test concentrated milk. Fresh, fresh milk in the world's newest, most convenient form. Fresh whole milk with the water removed.
There's never been anything like it in history.
A third of a quart of Seal Test concentrated milk makes a full quart of homogenized vitamin D milk. Simply add two parts cold water to make fresh milk with all its fine flavor and...